Now, after a long campaign, it looks like St Peter's Arcade in Peterborough is reopening again. The covered walkway that links St Peter's Road to Bridge Street was closed during the pandemic, with council bosses saying it might never reopen. It sparked anger and frustration among people with disabilities who faced a longer detour from the Carhaven car park and the disabled parking bays on St Peter's Road to the city centre shops, led to calls for it to be reopened.
Going the other way round, once they closed it, caused a lot of issues because it's about 3-4 times longer and trickier to get into town than it is through St Peter's Arcade. We're really glad that Peterborough Council has made the decision to open St Peter's Arcade, and it just goes to show that when people feel united in something that's important to them, as we have, Julie Howe, the councillor here, and the Green Party member, and a group of us have worked really hard to try and persuade Peterborough Council to open it again. And it sounds like they've listened. So it goes to show we have more power than we know.
Local disability campaigner Julie Fernandez. The calls for Peterborough City Council to reconsider were unsuccessful to begin with. But now, new council leader Wayne Fitzgerald has reversed the closure. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Dottie, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. You can hear how grateful Julie is for this decision. Why did it take a while for Peterborough City Council to get this walkway open again?
OK, so we've had this thing called COVID, and, you know, that has delayed matters considerably across, you know, all walks of life, and St Peter's Arcade being one of them. But one of the first things I did when I became the new leader of Peterborough City Council is I asked officers to open it as soon as possible, and that meant a review of all the health and safety aspects, and fortunately and thankfully they addressed the situation and concluded yes, it could now be open in terms of light of the new health and safety and COVID shall we say appraisal that they did, and I'm pleased to say, yes, I've got it open. And I did say I would do, and I have done.
So it was closed to help with social distancing, but Julie was describing earlier on how actually the alternative route down to Borges Boulevard and along quite a narrow pavement past the old Poundland, she said it was actually harder to social distance there than it would have been in the arcade.
Well, it's because the arcade was covered and the other end of Bridge Street is not. But it was not an ideal situation. The circumstances, obviously, not of our making. But let me be perfectly truthful. I never wanted it closed. I didn't agree with it closing. I've said so. I've told my colleagues so. And I'm now in a position where I can, if you like, reverse that thinking, and I have done.
There have been issues in the past with some antisocial behaviour and rough sleeping in that little arcade. What plans do you have to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, I can't guarantee that. You know, the fact is we're doing everything we possibly can to design out, shall we say, the opportunity for people to camp in there, which is not great. It's not a good look for the city. And there is no reason for those people to be in there. They've all been offered accommodation, I can assure you of that, and they've chosen not to take it. But we have deemed it is highway land, so those people or anybody blocking the highway will be moved on. And I'll be doing everything possible to ensure that happens.
What do you mean, design out?
Well, we put in some extra barriers. We're making so that Argo Lounge, which is one of the businesses there, can use some of that space with tables and chairs. We're putting in planters. We're doing different things just to make it, you know, a more attractive place for people to be able to walk through into what is one of the little gateways to our city, really.
And you've made Julie Fernandez very happy by reopening St Peter's Arcade.
She's a wonderful woman.
Well, you could make her even happier by building some more disabled parking bays and also just better provision for people with disabilities. More disabled toilets, for example, in the city centre. She says at the moment the lack of facilities means that businesses in Peterborough are actually losing out on the purple pound, the money that those people could spend.
OK, well, look, we've got a great set of toilets behind the town hall, which were award-winning. In the arcade itself, there is a disabled toilet available for those with a disability. There are a number of other disabled facilities around the city centre in shops and other places. But let me tell you, one of the things I've already asked officers to do is to try and facilitate more public toilets, which is a common complaint that we get, not just for those with a disability, just in general use anyway. You know, when you get to a certain age, or perhaps you have, you know, particular ailments, you tend to want the loo a bit more. So I recognise that, and I've already asked officers to start investigations and some research about how we can make public loos available in the city centre, perhaps a couple of locations. So that work is underway, and I've already asked officers to do that at my request.
OK, Wayne. And I'll finish if I can. Just on the chat that we had earlier on with son of Peterborough, Lewis Smith. I don't know if you're a fan of the Masked Dancer TV show, but I'm sure you've got some words of congratulations to him on winning the whole competition.
I know Lewis, and I haven't seen him for some time now. He's a great ambassador for the city. You know, he's done remarkably well, if you think about it, from where he started, shall we say, his TV exposure. So, yes, I hope you played Rolls Royce for him this morning, and everybody was doing the car wash in their kitchen or wherever they were. But, yeah, congratulations to Lewis. He's done a marvellous job, and he's representing Peterborough all the time. Every time I see him, he's a good ambassador for the city. So, yes, congrats to him.
Rolls Royce, you say? Too good not to play a little bit more. Wayne Fitzgerald, thank you very much.